City Hall acts on e-bikes, trash bins, and a property tax midnight deadline. San Diego City Council holds its second and final reading Tuesday on an e-bike safety ordinance that passed unanimously on first reading June 23rd. If confirmed, the measure takes effect 30 days from today. The ordinance sets a minimum riding age of 12 for Class 1 and Class 2 e-bikes, pedal assist bikes capable of reaching 20 miles per hour, reinforces existing helmet requirements, and bans passengers on bikes not designed for multiple riders. Councilmember Raul Campillo, who drove the effort, cited 865 emergency department visits and 186 hospitalizations in San Diego County in 2024 alone from e-bike accidents as the basis for action. The enforcement structure is deliberately graduated. A 30-day education-first outreach period follows enactment, succeeded by a 60-day warning phase before any citations begin. Class 3 e-bikes, which can reach 28 miles per hour, remain more restricted under existing state law. Tuesday also marks the final day of two separate deadlines for city residents. Beginning July 1st, the city will no longer collect waste from older black bins. Only city-provided gray bins placed curbside on the scheduled collection day will receive service. The transition covers more than 225,000 eligible city residential customers. Residents who have not yet received a gray bin can call 858-694-7000 or visit wasteportal.sandiego.gov. Separately, San Diego County property taxes for 2025-26 are due today. Missing the deadline triggers a $33 redemption fee plus 1.5% monthly interest. In Barrio Logan, City Transportation Department crews completed the installation of Chicano Park Boulevard street signs Monday, working in coordination with Caltrans to simultaneously update freeway signage along the former Cesar E. Chavez Parkway. The coordinated freeway update, which normally involves a separate process and timeline, required a distinct logistical arrangement with Caltrans and signaled the city was treating the renaming as a priority implementation. The council approved the renaming in April following sexual abuse allegations against the late labor leader, Cesar Chavez.